Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5. It is Drive with Beck and Jazeel, and Lego Masters Season 4 is currently on, and we are still blocked to our screens. Dan and Kirsty have very different building styles, but were excited to get into the groove of working together, and they were amazing. I say were because unfortunately their fun came to an end last night. Welcome to the show, Dan and Kirsty.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Kirsty.
Hi, well, thank you so much.
Now, we do need to tell everyone right now, this is a different Kirsty and Dan than our breakfast guys. Are they better? You'll have to wait and see. But before we get into it, Kirsty, Dan, I will say, you guys are too nice. You share the secret advantage. What? Why?
Of course. Everyone would do it. Absolutely everyone. And in fact, we felt racked with guilt that we didn't do it, like, immediately that we knew.
Really?
So,
How long did you guys wait until you shared it?
Well, we've got no idea. We don't know what the time is. You're just busy thinking. So, but what we did is we waited until Brickman did his first little visit, because every time he visits, everyone has to rechange their thing anyway. So if you're going to rechange, then have a new way of doing it. So unless we saw someone stressed, and then we went, quick, yeah. And we were focused on the people who were in the firing line, because we knew elimination was on the card. So we weren't... Joss and Henry and Nick and Jean were our priority because they were both safe. You know, we're going that they're cool. They're all right.
Now, last night, though, that build was intense. It almost was showing that it was going to be doomed from the start. Is that what it felt like for you guys?
Yes.
Yes. 1,000% yes.
Like, some of the challenges are so hard. Like, it's just that initial burst of inspiration, you either, like, hit the mark and get it, or you struggle a bit. And in this chance, this time, like, we struggled with that, sort of generating a good idea.
It's so annoying, because then you continue to build, and you're like, oh, I'm not even happy with this. Now, I do need to ask, how did you guys become a team?
We were paired up together. We each supplied, and then we were paired together.
Oh, right, so you didn't know each other
before. Whoever was picking them did amazing, because looking back, there's no one else I would have wanted to do this. And in that room, so much talent, so many wonderful people, but there's no one else I would have trusted as much, and no one else that I think would have backed me in the same way.
Wow.
So, yeah, hands down, so lucky.
I can't believe they just paired you up.
Did you get to spend time together beforehand to get to know each other, or was like, day one, here you go?
Here's some blocks.
Not that much, to be honest.
Not long.
Was it like a weekend and then go?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And he didn't find out until we're like on the show that I hadn't seen it. So
yeah.
It was like, what?
At least they're teaming up with someone who's seen the show before.
No, we didn't think to ask that. Yeah.
That's so funny. So what was your favourite thing to build on the show?
For me, it was the bridge challenge. That was my favourite because of the technical one. But I think both Kirsty and I, we had so many challenges and builds that we were so proud of.
On the flip side, what was the toughest build?
The dinosaur, the giant fan. I am still heartbroken over that. Like, being eliminated, yeah, whatever. But that one, that will hurt me until the end of days. In fact, when I die, my ghost will come back and we'll still go, if only we had just said... No, you don't know what you're talking about. We do. We can see it. Yeah. Anyway, done.
If you could come up with your own, what would you be picking?
Oh, sorry. I have to do that so often because I admin a Lego Facebook group, and so I have to come up with challenges, like, on the regular. So
right.
I've got like, about 7 pages worth of ideas ready to go in a pinch if I need it, so...
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
It's almost like you did your homework. What was your favourite out of all those then, if you had to pick one out of those 7 pages?
Of the themes? Oh, great question.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, no, I really like seed piece challenges. I like it when you have a specific piece that you have to use. So I think those are my favourite. So I don't know, if you've got like the minifig sword piece and you just can't use it as a sword, but you have to use it in the build.
That's cool.
Those are my kind of challenges that I like. I like it where it's like a where you just forces you to think in a completely new way.
That's cool. Now that you guys are out, who do you want to win?
Ooh, juicy.
I'm happy with any of these people because they are also fiercely creative and just all so lovable. But I think the person that I most want to win for them is Joss, because it's so key to him. Like, he's just been doing it for so long and he doesn't seem to know how good he is. I mean, he knows that he works hard, but there's this thing, like, you sort of, you go, if you need, like, sort of some kind of proof. He doesn't need proof. Like, he's not, I'm making him sound insecure and he's not. I don't know. There's a validation that comes with that that can never be taken away.
So, and Dan?
Yeah, Dan, who do you think's going to win?
I think Joss and Henry will win as well. I think throughout the competition, they've always been sort of ahead of everyone else in terms of you've got the great ideas and those work well together. But just with the skills that Joss has, like, he builds stuff just in such unique ways. And just also his use of colour and shape and just is, like, it's amazing. Like, that's the kind of reason why I wanted to go on the show, so I could just hang out with all these other great builders and just to be there and just gaze across the room and see what Joss has been building. It's just like amazing. Like, also in that last night's challenge, like, part of me was like, our thing's not going that well. We're going home. I just want to go hang out with Joss for a bit while I've got the chance.
Just wish it, yeah.
As we mentioned earlier, we have our very own Kirsty and Dan that do the breakfast show here at 98.5, and they are gutted that they couldn't join us for this conversation, but they did record you a little something. Take a listen.
Hey there, Dan and Kirsty. It's Kirsty and Dan. 98.5's Kirsty and Dan.
That's right. How are you going? It's so nice to finally meet some doppelgangers. Ooh, how exciting.
It's just, we just couldn't pass up the opportunity to say hi to people who are, you know, a fairly famous couple with the same
names.
That's
right.
And it was just too weird.
But I did have to say I'm so excited to have finally met a Kirsty who still gets asked how to spell her name, perplexed looks when you do spell your name, and everyone says your name wrong too. So it's so nice to have someone else who understands.
Am I right, Dan? Yeah, I know, buddy. Oh, it's a real struggle. It's a real struggle. But if you are ever in Perth, Kirsty and I would love to have a Lego off to decide who is the epitome of Kirsty and Dan. We'll see you soon.
See you, Dan and Kirsty, or as it should be, Kirsty and Dan.
Hey.
The challenge has been set, guys. Are you coming to Perth anytime soon?
You know what, my father and his wife live there, so, you know, I could maybe visit.
I've got a brother over there as well. My brother's over there, so,
It's possible. It's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. It's on the cards.
We'll tell them it's a maybe.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, we'll do a radio challenge. If they ever come over this way, we'll see who can do radio better.
It has been laid down.
The corner is thrown.
Thank you so much, Dan and Kirsty. Lego Masters finals are on next week. It's on Sunday, 7 o'clock, and Monday and Tuesday, 7:30 on Channel 9. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.